Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
You're listening to Renegade Broadcasting.
Storm is coming. Our storm. And when it arrives, it will shake the universe.
To the Solar Storm. This is your host, Kyle Hunt, coming to you this Sunday night. It is December 13th, 2020. Thank you so much for joining me here at RenegadeBroadcasting.com. Please check out our sister site, RenegadeTribune.com, and get your orders in over at HeathenHerbs.com. You still have some time to get your orders in and get your present in time for the gift-giving season. Yes, you need your Yule boxes at your doorstep ASAP. Actually, since we don't really have too much of a backlog or anything, we'll be able to get these out priority to you all pretty quickly. But one thing that we are not doing right now during the holiday season is we're not shipping out first class. So the cheapest shipping method is going to be $8.40. So get in there, order a few products, and it'll be worth it. You'd only get first class if you were getting something under, I think, 13 ounces anyway. It's just that we can do click and ship and just drop our parcels off at the post office and not have to stand in line, you know, prepay for them. Whereas if we were shipping off a first class package, we'd actually have to stand in these lines that go out the door quite a ways, take a long time, and it's just not worth it, to be honest. And it's just so discouraging seeing so many people donning their muzzles when they don't have to. Yeah, you know, the whole don we now our gay apparel. Well, these freaking face muzzles are pretty gay, and also bringing in the BDSM aspect to it. It's just so infuriating to see. To see so little opposition to it as well. To see so little common sense being put forth by people. I see all the debunking being put out in the mainstream sources about, oh, actually, masks aren't, you know, causing too much oxygen deprivation. Masks are so effective, this and that. When real-life observation should tell you the exact opposite. Real-life observation should tell you that humans are not meant to breathe through a piece of fabric indefinitely, day in and day out. Common sense should tell you that you're not getting enough oxygen. A simple experiment like putting a face mask over a candle in a jar like we did will tell you all you need to know about the amount of oxygen that is getting into your body when you wear a mask. Your own physical experiences, your own emotional experiences from putting on a mask should let you know that, hey, this is not right. The headaches, the uneasiness, the fogging up of the glasses, the social feelings that you get, basically the isolation, the social isolation you get from not being able to have your mouth seen or be able to see other people's mouths. This is so unnatural, and it's never been done before like this. Yes, people were required to wear masks with the 1918 Spanish flu, but not at this scale, not around the world, not day in, day out for every single thing that they're doing. This is unprecedented. And speaking of the 1918 Spanish flu, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a mensch, the hidden hand man there, he has come out and said that actually bacterial pneumonia was a big killer during the 1918 flu, the pandemic. Now, this is very interesting. He put this paper out. I forget what year he did this, maybe 2012, maybe even earlier. But he didn't link it to mask wearing. However, if you do start connecting the dots, you start seeing that indeed mask wearing causes a number of health issues beyond just the oxygen deprivation. Think about what's going on when you're wearing a mask. Everything that you exhale is getting filtered through this mask. So a lot of particles, droplets, whatever, that is trying to leave your body for a damn good reason is getting caught up in that mask. And you're probably breathing back in a lot of that crap. Also, there are all sorts of things in the outside environment that you're encountering, that you're touching with your hands and then touching your mask. And then everything you inhale is getting filtered through this dirty face diaper. Isn't this just insane? We're being required in many places to inhale through a dirty face diaper and then exhale into that dirty face diaper to just make the problem far worse. There already have been many reports of a bacterial infection that is causing these really terrible face rashes. And especially children at school are getting these. But also, the bacterial pneumonia is something people really need to look at, and it's probably getting misdiagnosed as COVID-19. These masks are probably what are, if there is any reality to the sickness epidemic we're seeing, that people actually are going to the hospital in potentially larger numbers. I don't know if that is the case at all, but if people are going to the hospital, having issues breathing, having some kind of flu-like symptoms, I'll tell you what, I blame the masks. I say that people are getting sick because of the masks, not despite the mask, and that this was all done by design. They knew that by mandating masks for everyone, that they were going to see a huge spike in COVID-19 cases, and then that would justify further lockdowns, further crashing the economy, and taking more and more control. And while the poor get poorer, oh, the wealthy elite are getting far richer than they had ever imagined beforehand. This has been a major boon to all of them. So anybody that's profiting off of this misery that we're all having to live under really needs to be remembered for what they're doing right now, including that based Elon Musk, right? Anybody who's making a killing right now, you have to really wonder if their gains are ill-gotten or just. I'm not saying that you can't possibly make a profit, that you can't do well during this time. In fact, I think that you should. I'm talking about the people at the top of the heap who are raking in billions and trillions right now and not doing anything to help their fellow man except for advocate for toxic vaccines. I'm Bill Gates. I'm a philanthropist. I'll spend lots of millions on the vaccines for everybody. Aren't I such a great person? Oh, and we will definitely be getting to the vaccines here tonight. But guys, this is a live show. So if you do want to have your voice heard, you can do so tonight. I know I've been doing a lot of live shows recently. It's just because Sundays are busy and I don't have time to pre-record. So the number is 747-999-6407. Again, 747-999-6407. It looks like we have an unknown caller on the line. So if you want to say anything, please introduce yourself, unknown caller. Hello. Are you there? Maybe just listening. I'm going to assume just listening. If you want to maybe unmute your mic while I'm talking, do just give me a heads up that you're on the line. And guys, if you're looking to call in, let's do it. I've only got about 50 more minutes here, so make it snappy. And I've got a lot of stuff to get through here tonight as well. Let's talk politics and the politics of the vaccine. Now, both Trump and Biden, they supposedly hate each other, don't they? They're at each other's throats, and the election is so heavily contested, even still, even though Trump's had all these setbacks, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and Biden's for the mask, and he's going to make it mandatory for everybody, and Trump pretends to be against the mask. Yet under his watch, the whole entire American populace is pretty much masked by mandate. It's a big dog and pony show, guys. Both of them think that the vaccines are just great, that the pharmaceutical companies are out there to help us. And it's Trump's Operation Warp Speed that rammed this right down our throats. And he used American taxpayer dollars to do so. And he's used the military behind the scenes to develop the vaccine. Oh, and Fauci's so proud that a black woman actually developed the vaccine that you guys are going to be taking. Don't you feel just so great about that? But yeah, the military behind the scenes was a big part of this. And as Trump said, they're going to be a big part of the distribution of this vaccine as well. And it's actually tomorrow that the first doses are going to be hitting the public, because this past Friday, just a few days ago, the FDA authorized the emergency use of this vaccine because, hey, 2 months of testing, and it's safe and good to go, guys. And why did the FDA ram it through, even though they were kind of dragging their heels a little bit? Well, it could have something to do with the fact that, or the assertion, it is alleged that Trump demanded the resignation of the FDA's commissioner if they did not approve the vaccine's use on Friday. No more delays. We need this injected into the populace ASAP. This should be very concerning to everybody. Do you know that Pfizer's CEO is Jewish? His name's Albert Bourla. And actually, behind a lot of the vaccine makers out there, the big candidates for getting injected into the populace, including Moderna, you'll find a lot of different Jews. But they want to really assure us, guys, that this is so safe and effective. Really, after a few months of testing, I mean, guys, no vaccines are safe and effective, but after a few months of testing, you can really assure us that we're going to be better off taking this completely new vaccine rather than just, you know, trusting our bodies to deal with a flu. Really? Okay. Here's the Stanford Advocate. As coronavirus vaccine begins to roll out, FDA seeks to reassure the public on safety. Much of the public is very skeptical of vaccines right now, and especially this one. So that's a good thing, and it's a good thing that they're having to basically have this healthcare Hasbara. Officials at the FDA, which authorized the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for emergency use Friday night, took steps Saturday to try to reassure the public that the vaccine was safe and that its clearance was not driven by politics. They also said that as a precaution, healthcare sites administering the shots be equipped with safety equipment to treat potential severe allergic reactions. Don't worry, guys, they're going to have EpiPens. You'll be fine if you go into anaphylactic shock. At a news conference, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said he would absolutely get the vaccine as soon as he is eligible. He's not eligible yet. That's why he hasn't gotten it yet. Hahn denied, as he did Friday, that the White House had threatened his job if the agency didn't move quickly on the vaccine. I think he'd probably be required to do so. He's just happy to still have his little spot as the chief of the FDA, the corrupt organization that it is, and pretty much has always been. The Washington Post reported Friday that the White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows called Hahn on Friday morning to warn him to be ready to submit his resignation if the agency didn't clear the shots by the end of the day, according to multiple people knowledgeable about the situation and who spoke on the condition of anonymity because they did not have permission to speak publicly. Guys, Trump is so based. We got to stop the steal. Trump's trying to save us by getting the vaccine injected into all of us. Anybody who's still pushing that MAGA maniac really needs to be called to account. Science and data guided the FDA's decision, Hahn told reporters, adding the agency had maintained the integrity of the scientific process while moving as quickly as possible given the urgent situation. Discussing the possibility of rare severe allergic reactions, Peter Marks, director of the division that regulates vaccines, said officials looked carefully at such side effects and concluded people should receive the vaccine unless they were allergic to one of its components. Guys, we're all naturally allergic to many of the components that are in these vaccines in some way or another, because most of the components of these vaccines are extremely toxic. You're going to find mercury and aluminum in every single vaccine that's out there. Pretty much. There might be one or two vaccines that might not have one of those. But I'm pretty sure mercury and aluminum, every single one. They're both listed as neurotoxins. Just Google it. Mercury, neurotoxin. Oh yeah, it's a neurotoxin. Aluminum, neurotoxin. Oh yeah, that one too. And when they work together, oh, the whole is much more than the sum of its parts because it just destroys neurons. And that those are just two of the ingredients. Formaldehyde? Yeah, great. Aborted fetal cells? And guys, this vaccine is unlike any that has come before with the mRNA technology that's being introduced. What is this going to do to us? Continuing, two healthcare workers in Britain had severe anaphylactic reactions after getting the vaccine, according to authorities. Both had a history of serious allergic reactions and carry epinephrine auto-injectors known as EpiPens for such emergencies. A third person reportedly suffered a rapid heartbeat. Oh, I'm sure they're suffering much worse than that. So the guy said they're going to have EpiPens and other supplies like Benadryl and steroids there. Hopefully it'll just be there as a safety precaution. So the FDA, in clearing the vaccine Friday, issued a broad authorization for people 16 and older and said that the agency was very comfortable that the safety profile for 16 and 17-year-olds was acceptable, even though there were fewer clinical trial participants of those ages. Yeah, because they're not using 16 and 17-year-olds as their guinea pigs. At least not many, and at least not yet. We're moving into a very scary new Jew world order here, guys. He said the agency didn't have enough data to recommend the vaccine for younger children or pregnant women. The latter should talk to their doctors about whether to get the shots, he said. No, I'll tell you right now, I'm not a healthcare professional. I'm not a doctor. But don't get the damn vaccines. Never let the government, never let the pharmaceutical industry under your skin. Don't do it. Never do it. You know, one of the side effects we're seeing, it looks like, is Bell's palsy. The so-called wise guy syndrome. Bell's palsy, you know, like Ramsey Bell's palsy? You know how Ramsey Paul sometimes does that little smirk and he lifts up one side of his mouth? That's what Bell's palsy looks like because, well, they're suffering brain damage. So this is from health.com. Four people given the new COVID vaccine in clinical trials developed Bell's palsy. Should you be worried? Here's the answer to that. Yes. What's this article going to tell you? No, don't be worried whatsoever. A document released on December 8 ahead of the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee meeting on December 10 reveals more details about the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, which is expected to be the first to be authorized for emergency use in the U.S. Yes, that has happened. The document reveals that 4 cases of Bell's palsy, a condition that causes temporary facial paralysis. Guys, it's not always temporary. This can last a lifetime. And do you think that there wouldn't be other long-term lasting effects? This is just one symptom of a deep down damage that's taking place within a person's body, and specifically within their brain. So it was Bell's palsy was identified in study participants who received the vaccine, but in none of the participants who received a placebo. And guys, I'm pretty sure, I could not find the absolute documentation of this, but from what I've seen, the placebo in all of these safety trials was another vaccine. It wasn't a saline solution or anything like that that was getting injected into people. Kind of like when you test a drug, you do it against a sugar pill or something, you know, like you're testing, let's say, the efficacy of Tylenol and relieving a headache. But guys, don't take Tylenol, but efficacy of testing of Tylenol versus a sugar pill. With this, it was testing safety of one toxic vaccine against another. So that's why they determined it was safe, because they weren't seeing a huge amount of increased damage in people. They're still seeing damage, still seeing tons of side effects. They're just calling it safe because the placebo was another toxic vaccine. Continuing, at least one of the patients has recovered. At least one of the 4 has recovered. Guys, you should feel great about this. And there's no evidence that the vaccine caused the problem. Huh. You can't prove it. It was a causal relationship. They just got Bell's palsy out of nowhere. Talk about what causes Bell's palsy. It's caused by impairment of the 7th cranial nerve, one of the facial nerves. It can result from trauma, but more commonly occurs due to viral infection of the nerve itself, says Jason D. Hinman. So, is there actually a viral infection that's being caused by these COVID-19 vaccines? Is this actually spreading a virus? Are viruses actually the cause of negative conditions within people? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. Some people claim that viruses are just exosomes. Regardless, I do know that neurotoxins cause neurological damage. So, let's see. We're going to scroll down to the bottom here. COVID-19 vaccine and Bell's palsy. Is there a link? None has been established. I cannot make a direct connection with the vaccine and suspect this is a coincidence. Dr. Hinman says, it's just a coincidence. The normal incidence of Bell's palsy is roughly 20 people out of 100,000. And I'm sure, I will guarantee you, 19 at least of those 20 people was vaccinated recently before developing Bell's palsy. The Pfizer study examined 38,000 patients, so 4 cases would be within the normal observed incidence of Bell's palsy. A similar issue arose decades ago when a few isolated cases of people developed Bell's palsy after getting a flu vaccine. Yeah, but no study has ever established a link between the flu vaccine and Bell's palsy. I'll tell you what, if you want to study whether or not injecting mercury and aluminum, just 2 of the many toxic ingredients in a vaccine, into people would increase the rate of Bell's palsy, I will guarantee you, I'll put everything I own on the fact that a legitimate scientific study would prove that there's a causal connection between injecting neurotoxins into a person and the development of Bell's palsy. But none of these people out there who are debunking all of us conspiracy theorists are willing to actually address the issue that neurotoxins are being injected into people, and they're calling it safe. And they're saying that there's no link between neurological damage here and the neurotoxins. Think we're retarded. Well, unfortunately, most people are. Because we're brought up that way. Because we're damaged from the very moment we're born. When they cut the placenta, or rather the umbilical cord, cutting off the placenta's delivery of oxygen to us. And so we're forced to just try to get enough oxygen through our lungs, which we had never used before. And this is what Sinead and I discussed on the show last week. And they're depriving us of oxygen now again. and trying to brain damage us. If you don't get enough oxygen, your brain is going to be damaged. And maybe you're not going to realize that injecting neurotoxins is a bad idea. Let's take a look at this CNBC article here. This one is again about Bell's palsy. CDC will monitor for Bell's palsy among Pfizer vaccine recipients, but sees no causal relationship. The U.S. federal government will continue to monitor. Yes, continue without supporting. I am not going to support you, CNBC. The occurrences of Bell's palsy, a partial paralysis in the face among people who receive Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Dr. Sarah Oliver, an officer at the CDC, said on Friday that there is no known or expected causal relationship between the vaccine and Bell's palsy. That they're having to make this statement should give everybody a bit of concern about the safety of this vaccine. And we don't even need to talk about the efficacy. There have been plenty of different studies that have come out showing how ineffective vaccines are. And how miraculous, by the way, guys, that the first coronavirus vaccine that was ever developed was done so within months. Just months. But what we do know, and the way that they're claiming efficacy is so skewed, and it's being done by these pharmaceutical companies themselves. Look how effective it is. The people who receive the vaccine are experiencing less symptoms than the other people. It's not dealing with rates of infection. Do we even know what the PCR test is really showing? There are so many questions, and it's all a big freaking scam. But you guys get that now. But I'll tell you what, the side effects seem far worse than anything that you could expect from the freaking flu. Here's a Vox article. A doctor on 9 things that could go wrong with the new vaccines. This is hysterical. It's not about the bad side effects. Not really, at all. The things that could go wrong, it's that the public just doesn't trust the vaccines enough. Oh, a little ad on the right side here. Vaccines save millions of lives. This is from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Wow, they have a whole freaking lobby that has the main ad on the right side here. Even though I have ad blocker, this one's getting through for some reason. So right next to the main image here, it says, vaccines save millions of lives. They're running Hasbro. They're spending a bunch of freaking money trying to get you to believe that vaccines are just this great magical thing. And, of course, they don't need to show any real data that these vaccines save millions of lives. But we can show a lot of data about all the lives that it's harmed and all the money that has been paid out by these vaccine courts. No, but just trust this black guy with a little fro sticking out and his, you know, lab glasses and face mask and his little gloves as he's putting something in a little test tube from a pipette. That's the picture we're seeing. Vaccines save millions of lives. Thank you, my magical Negro. Think of the achievement. Within a couple of months, the emergence of SARS-CoV-2, its genome was sequenced. 3 months later, the first vaccine candidates are being injected into human volunteers in clinical trials. Now, less than 12 months after the first case was identified, the U.S. is slated to initiate the largest mass vaccination program in its history. Booyah! Yes, America. Yes! Few achievements in modern science rival the speed and the audacity of the coronavirus vaccine program. Anyway, so the guy says, you know, we need to be careful. We need to temper our enthusiasm with the acknowledgement that the vaccine is a weapon we may not be fully prepared to wield. A lot can still go wrong. And he lays out his worries here. Not as a wet blanket, but because he's a warrior, he says. So we'll get to this on the other side of the break. And again, guys, this is a live show. So if you do want to call in, you have the opportunity to do so. 747-999-6407. Back in just a little bit.
behalf of the WHO, the World Health Organization, it has come to our attention that various neo-Nazi groups are trying to promote natural, healthy, alternative products to white people. The Rockefeller Foundation didn't spend billions of dollars in creating the synthetic and safe medical and pharmaceutical industries, so some far-right startup like heathenherbs.com, to name but one, can now destroy over 100 years of testing on humans and other animals. Your painful death today helps us treat black, brown and yellow children tomorrow. Thank you.
Solar Storm. Just real quickly before I get back to that article I was reading before the break, I wanted to read a brief little message I got from one of the late guests I've had on this network. Many people I've interviewed or who have actually been hosts on this network are no longer with us, unfortunately, but this man spent a long time in the struggle, and that's Frederick Tobin. But one of his relatives sent me a message here, and apparently he's a doctor. He says, Corona 19 is like believing in God. You can't see him. He's in your head. Just believe and ask no questions. Yep, that is the, that's the case. Now, back to this article. This, what this guy's worried about. The side effects. Or rather, what could go wrong? So this guy says, one, unexpected long-term side effects. Probability low. Yush. Low probability that there could be some long-term side effects. Though mRNA vaccines have never been used in a broad-scale vaccination effort before, in theory, there's not a ton that could go wrong here. What could go wrong? Famous last words, people. Then goes on, tries to explain how, you know, just, it's nothing to worry about. Two, there won't be enough vaccine for everybody. Probability low. That's one of the big things he's worried about. What could go wrong? That not enough people will have the vaccine. But don't worry, guys. We're spending a bunch of taxpayer money to make sure that you can all get injected with toxins. Three, vaccination becomes politicized. Probability low. Again, both Republican Party and Democrat Party are 100% behind all of you getting injected with toxins. Four, there won't be enough vaccine supplies. Probability medium. Like they mentioned dry ice here. Oi. What kind of thing needs to be kept at what? Negative 80 degrees? This is a bioweapon, people. Five, people won't get both doses. Probability medium. Multi-dose vaccines are nothing new. Measles, mumps, rubella. Oh, what a great vaccine. The one that's been linked to the development of autism. That's one of the worst. Rotavirus and tetanus are all multi-dose regimens, but those are routine childhood vaccines, and parents tend to be a bit more obsessive about their children's health than they are about their own. People just aren't going to get the second shot. Six, doctors will bend the truth to help their patients get a vaccine faster. Probability medium. So doctors are going to lie and say that they're one of the, you know, classes of people that need to have a vaccine first. Yeah, that's one of the things to worry about, people. Seven, vaccines will exacerbate inequality in the healthcare system. Probability high. Oh, you gotta fight racism and historical injustice. Eight, a false sense of security develops. Probability high. Guys, this doesn't mean you could take down your mask. This doesn't mean that you can actually gather together with loved ones, keep your mask on, social distance, and just stay at home, guys. I don't care that you can't have a job. Everybody's safety is more important than your livelihood and your feeding your family. okay? Just because you got the vaccine doesn't mean that you can go gallivanting around. 9. Anti-vaxxers amplify and misrepresent side effects. Probability, almost certain. That's what you've got to be worried about. Anti-vaxxers amplifying and misrepresenting side effects. Like Bell's palsy, it's a normal thing. Don't worry about it, guys. We're going to vaccinate hundreds of millions of people, this guy says. Someone is going to have a seizure after they get the vaccine. Someone is going to have a heart attack. Someone will get into a car accident. Someone will die by suicide. These stories will burn through social media like wildfire. And remember that anecdote and evidence are not the same thing. Yep, you're going to see so many type of shilly articles like this. All this Hasbro coming out to promote the vaccines. Let's take a look at some of the side effects of the vaccines here. It's from GoodRx.com. Good prescription. Yeah, there's pretty much not such a thing. What are the COVID-19 vaccine side effects? So they're just going to tell you some things. Don't worry about it too much. But fever, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, joint pain. All those things, I'm pretty sure, are symptoms of COVID-19 as well. And I don't want to experience any of them. I don't want a fever. I don't want a fatigue. I don't want headache. I don't want muscle pain or joint pain. But this one says, vaccine side effects may happen about 10 to 15% of people. Oh. But for most people, these side effects are mild and go away on their own in a couple of days. And then, I love this line. But keep in mind, if you do have side effects, they are a good sign that the vaccine is working. The COVID vaccine is designed to teach your body how to fight coronavirus in the future. Your body's just dumb. It needs to know how to fight the coronavirus by being injected with toxins. Come on, duh. All right, looks like we have a caller from New Jersey. Welcome, caller. Who's this?
Hello, Kyle.
Yes, who's this?
Hello?
Yes. Who's this?
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Paul from New Jersey.
Hello, Paul.
You might remember me. I sent you that book on genetic disorders among the Jewish people.
I do have that book. I have not read through it. It's quite an extensive book. I have thumbed through it. Very interesting that there are so many genetic disorders that are pretty much exclusive to Jews.
Yeah, it's a good one. I never read the whole thing. I go through parts. I highlighted some of the sections, though, I think, that I thought were salient.
Yeah, let's hear it. And I'm assuming that this somehow connects to the COVID-19 crisis and the vaccines in some way. So, yeah, please let us know what you found.
Oh, in the book, no, I'm not linking it to COVID at all. I just mentioned, you know, just okay. So you knew who I was.
Oh, okay, but, okay. I thought you wanted to bring up something from the book here. No, so what do you want to talk about then?
No, I wanted to talk about COVID briefly. You know, I think it's ironic that they want, you know, they don't want anybody walking around and inoculating people by not wearing a mask and actually giving them COVID and getting over it. You know, yeah. In a sense, but
that's how
it
works.
Giant pharmaceutical industry,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah,
that costs billions of dollars to do the same thing, really, in a sense, as basically getting COVID.
So here's the thing: I don't think that COVID itself is even real, but let's say, for the sake of argument, that it was. It would be much healthier for someone to get exposed to it and get that supposed herd immunity than by getting injected with something that's supposed to, a toxic stew that's supposed to do the same thing, to teach your body how to fight off COVID. And you're going to get the same symptoms of COVID anyway, with these side effects of the headache and the fatigue and the fever and everything. So you're absolutely right. It seems like it'd be much safer to deal with this pathogen, if there is such a thing, the way that our bodies have dealt with it for as long as we've been on this earth.
And the thing they always said in the beginning, when they did the first lockdown back in, I guess that was around April in my state of New Jersey, it was all under the pretext that it was just to not overwhelm the hospitals and it would be over quickly. You know?
Yeah, to flatten
and
the
curve.
And
that's what they told.
So that we didn't have a huge spike. So you're right, that the hospitals, the ICUs were overwhelmed. But not to just say that, you know, we've got to keep... It's insane. What's the end goal now? They don't even really have, milestones for what they're seeking to achieve. You know, they're talking about, you know, ICU capacities and everything like this, but they're not giving a good justification for why they're having to do this anymore. They're just saying they have to do it so it's to save all of our lives. But you're right.
Right, and so in the beginning they said, they assumed that we're all going to get it. And, you know, it's like I was listening to this doctor. He's on YouTube. He's an Asian fella named Duck Wong. And he's a former surgeon. But, you know, he's kind of corrupt because he's selling test kits. So you can never trust really, you know, he wants to maybe make the panic worse so he gets richer selling test kits. But he did say the typical phase for epidemics is starts as an epidemic, then it becomes a pandemic, and now it's going to become endemic. In other words, we're all going to have to live with it. And that's what originally was assumed when they started the lockdown. It was just not to overwhelm the hospitals.
Yeah, it's not like anybody's trying to make sure that we... get rid of HPV, right? Human papilloma virus. It's just, you got to kind of live with it. And there's some things you could do to take precautions, you know, safe sex and this and that. So that's, you know, to try to get rid of it. Although, in recent years, they came out with the Gardasil, which has damaged so many people. And then they started marketing it to boys as well. But, yeah, you're right. If this was a legitimate epidemic that became a pandemic... The natural course of things would be that it would eventually just spread, and then pretty much, even if it didn't die out, people would be developing immunity to it, and it wouldn't be a big deal at all. So what they're doing by putting in all these measures is seemingly being done to really extend the crisis, to try to really make sure that they can get as much as they need out of these lockdowns. And all of the damage that it causes to people.
Yeah, to capitalize on it, right? To turn it into the profit motive and the latest, you know, like sales pitch. In a sense, it's like it becomes industrialized.
Well, imagine if they had, if the pandemic had gone away within a few months. Because remember how quickly things like SARS-1. This is SARS-2. SARS-1, it didn't last for very long. The bird flu and all these other things, they came and went. So you'd expect that this would do the same thing, right? But no, this one lasted for so long. And it seems that they knew it was going to last for this long, because if it didn't last for this long, then they couldn't inject their vaccines into everybody. If this had just gone away in a few months, then... what would the need for these vaccines be? They had to keep this going at least as long for long enough to be able to roll out these vaccines.
Yeah, and you know how America is. We always overdo it, kind of like with, the Hurricane Katrina, how we love to squander our resources on it. We turn it into a national, like almost like a war effort.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is something they've been milking in the media, culturally and economically, you know, as the great cause of our era, you know. And
right.
So I just see it as like a lot of people are milking it. So we're delaying the inevitable. Everybody's going to be exposed to it. And yet what's tragic about it, too, is that even this doctor I told you about, the Asian doctor, Dr. Wong, he says – it's primarily an obesity issue. Other than the elderly, it's the obese. And yet there is no national campaign over the past, and they knew this months ago, to try to get people actually out there exercising and on weight reduction regimes to lower the death toll. That we won't do.
No.
That, you know, they won't look at the food, what's in the junk food, try to do anything about that. They won't do. But to jam needles in everybody walking down the street, that they pretend.
They shut down local restaurants and kept McDonald's and Burger King and everything else open. That was there for people. They shut down gyms, and they told you to sit on your couch and do nothing. They want people obese and sick. Of course, people who are obese are going to get sick. I don't know, and I don't if the COVID virus is real at all. I honestly don't think that it is. It doesn't need to be. That's all I say. It doesn't need to be real in order for this all to work. But of course, people who are obese are going to get sick, and of course, these people are never going to deal with the real cause of illness in people because they're making so much money off of it. And think about just cardiac disease, heart disease is still this year going to be by far the biggest killer amongst people. And as we said, they're not going to address that one whatsoever. And that is preventable. You'd have to get rid of all of these different fast food chains. You'd have to really educate the people on healthy living and basically shut down a bunch of food giants. But that's just not going to happen. But cardiac disease is going to be, again, the big killer. It's probably going to be about 250,000 people here in the United States. And COVID is supposedly up to, what, 330,000 or something? Some stupid number, but we already know that those stats are completely padded. And a lot of people who would probably have been labeled as dying of pneumonia or other diseases are now being called COVID deaths.
Yeah, and so more people will die from the cure than actually the disease, likely. And as I said, the diseases, really, so many of them, whenever I'm watching the news, they show the relatives or they show photographs of the people, they're obese. And lastly, before I go, this almost leads into, and here's where I know you, you're sympathetic towards National Socialism and the Germans. Mm-hmm. And there's a really good book out there called The Nazi War on Cancer. And I just find it kind of interesting how, you know, the Nazis with the, would try to get the kids out there exercising, and it was a big campaign among them to improve the health of the German people. And they frowned upon cigarettes. They tried to get people to eat high fiber diets. And they did all these things to, try to get people to take care of their health. And that's very economic and it's good for, your country.
They were big into the organic movement before there was an organic movement. They were the pioneers of it, essentially.
Exactly. And they knew that, smoking was linked to cancer back in the 30s.
Way before it was admitted in
the
U.S.
Well, the Americans did nothing and promoted smoking up until finally in the 60s. They would even put a warning label on tobacco products.
Yeah, that's right. They knew in the 30s that cancer, that smoking cigarettes caused cancer. It took three more decades for the U.S. to catch up with that one. I think they always knew. I think the people at the higher levels knew this. They just wanted to make a bunch of money. And they didn't care that people in this country were getting sick. Because they didn't care about the people. Such in night and day, the systems of government.
And so that's what I want to say. Just as, it's more of the same. It's like there's so much money, I guess, to be made, like to keeping people pathologically sick. That it's we could call it the medical industrial complex, and we live under this, and it's really just totally wasteful. I mean, you talk about global warming. I mean, even the people who are worried about the carbon dioxide levels. I mean, if everybody's running around sick, that's not efficient, and that is putting a lot of CO2 in the atmosphere. So, there's no holistic, unified form of thinking under this in this country of ours.
Yeah, so
it's tragic.
Let me bring up a metaphor here, or just a correlation that I think explains this very well. In war, oftentimes an enemy would want to wound a soldier rather than kill him. And the reason for this is because it would take at least two other soldiers out of the battle to go drag that guy off and tend to him. So essentially by wounding one person, you're able to get three guys off the battlefield. If you just killed them, they're not going to do anything to try to help them. Now, with the medical industrial complex, if they kill us, it's done. You know, the funeral homes can milk some here, and, the state taxes and all that. But if you get somebody sick, you can milk them and their family dry, especially toward the end of life. So they don't want to necessarily kill us all, at least not just yet. You know, we heard all those years from Alex Jones about their eugenics plans. Nazi eugenics want to kill us all. Maybe in their end game is to kill a lot of the goy, especially. But I think that honestly, what they want to do is make us very, very sick. I think that's the big goal, because it takes, let's say for with an autistic child, it's not just that autistic child that's affected. It's the parents who have to spend so much of their lives dealing with that child, spending money on him. And he's never going to be a productive member of society, at least not the ones who are severely damaged. And even if it's the parents not paying for it, it's the taxpayer who's forced to deal with it. So it's just like, I think, in the military, when a soldier gets shot and wounded so that more resources are taken off the battlefield. I think that's what we're seeing here.
Yeah, it's mass dysgenics is what it ultimately is. But they need you healthy enough to deliver the Amazon packages until they can do it with robots.
Yeah.
And just to keep you on the treadmill and perpetually enslaved enough so they can at least have their laborers and Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos can profit off. Mm-hmm. Off us. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, Kyle.
All right, thanks for the call, Paul.
Yeah.
All right, so got a little bit of time left here. Let me just mention some of the side effects that the FDA has admitted in their documents. 21 serious conditions that could be possibly caused by the COVID-19 vaccine. This was can even be seen in a slideshow presentation that was done by the FDA by Steve Anderson, PhD, MPP, Director, Office of Biostatics and Epidemiology. And this was put together October 22nd, 2020. Let me just read through a few of these here. FDA safety surveillance of COVID-19 vaccines draft, working list of possible adverse event outcomes, subject to change. Guillain-Barré syndrome, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, blah, 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 convulsions, seizures, stroke, narcolepsy, and cataplexy, anaphylaxis, acute myocardial infarction. Oh, that sounds good. Myocarditis, pericarditis, autoimmune disease, deaths. Oh, geez. Working list of possible adverse event outcomes. Death. How about that? Pregnancy and birth outcomes. Oh, you need to look into this, people. It looks like this is a sterilization weapon. Now, on the show last week, I mentioned how the guy who's pretty much in charge of rolling out vaccines in the UK, or at least one of the primary figures, seemingly accidentally had a little Freudian slip and said, well, it's not going to completely sterilize all of the population. It looks like this vaccine can really do damage to a woman's fertility. And already people are having problems with fertility, especially in the West, in the white West. It's a big problem. The Israelis studied all about it. Oh, the goyim are having a problem conceiving children. Oh, who'd have thought? Other acute demyelinating diseases. Wow. So that's a problem. These are all problems. Non-anaphylactic allergic reactions. I don't know some of this stuff. Disseminated intravascular coagulation. Wow. Venous thromboembolism. Arthritis. Okay. Kawasaki disease. Vaccine-enhanced disease. That's a lot of diseases, I think. Vaccines just enhance your disease. Multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. Jeez, inflammation is caused by these injections. I don't know if there's even any shill doctor who would say that inflammation is not caused. It's going to be first localized. They'll admit that it's going to cause local inflammation, but it is going to cause inflammation of the brain specifically and of other organs in the body. This is what vaccines do. And inflammation is the cause behind a lot of problems. You don't want to have your body inflamed, unless there's a real reason for it to be inflamed for a brief period of time. That's why anti-inflammatories, natural ones, can be so effective when dealing with some of the different things we run into in this world. That's why turmeric with curcumin in it is so great, especially when it's with a bit of pepper, black pepper. Wow, because it is so good as an anti-inflammatory. I had bursitis in my knee, and that just took it out immediately almost. Well, a couple days. All right, so before we go here, I had some other things I was going to get to. There's an article here about the world's largest vaccine maker suing a man for saying COVID-19 vaccine injured him. This was in India, and he was a participant, a little guinea pig. He said it injured him, because it did. So now they're suing him. Yeah. What I want to mention here real quickly was there are three characters out there who are really causing damage to our cause. And that would be Gypsy Crusader Brandon Martinez and Catboy Cammy. I've gone over these guys a little bit in the past. I don't know if I've gone over Gypsy Crusader much. I might need to do an article on this guy. He's a non-white guy who pretends to be somewhat white. And he's just going around dressed up as the Joker and all sorts of other costumes on Omegle. These guys all go on Omegle. They like to say really inflammatory things, never really actually telling the truth to people, but making fun of people using different slurs. Brandon Martinez, another guy who's not likely white at all. He claims to be Spanish, but I'm guessing he's just a Murano Jew. Gypsy Crusader, probably more of the same. Catboy Cammy, I'm not going to call anybody who puts a big black dildo in his mouth white. But this guy is another one who's been hailed as a hero, especially after he gave this big speech at one of these Stop the Steal rallies, and he was calling out the Jews. He's the one that was the cat boyfriend of Nick Fuentes, another hero. The Daily Stormer loves him as well. Anyway, there's also Jason Cohen, or I mean Cohn. Yeah, either way, he is he's not too happy that we published on Renegade Tribune a little video that I found from Judaism is Based on BitChute, where he just basically attacks anybody who calls out the Jews and says we're so unproductive and everything. But I wanted to play this little clip of him before I leave here, because he wants his listeners to attack and destroy Renegade Tribune. He calls us villains. Guy, I've never called for any of my listeners to attack and destroy anybody who I consider controlled opposition. Maybe just attack them with facts, destroy their credibility because they're shilling so hard, anything like that. But this guy is essentially calling for people to hack our platform.
The article called Jason Kona, aka No White Guilt, is a kosher shill. So these are obviously some people playing the villain. So maybe everybody show up, and if you're allowed to leave comments, then leave comments. If you know how to attack and destroy a website, then it's not going to hurt my feelings to do that. But this, we are the only ones making a change in the world. We are the only ones that are helping individuals and families and creating a global effort to secure white well-being for our people. You have folks like this showing up. Showing up?
I've been calling out white genocide since 2012. I've been on the alternative media since 2009. I had the White Man March in 2014, bringing white genocide into the lexicon of many people. I did Hellstorm in 2015, calling out the real enemy and showing what they've done to us in the past and what they will do again to us if we allow them to.
Who play the villain in the anti-white narrative and who literally make themselves a useless, ugly, despicable character inside of the anti-white narrative, inside of another group's narrative.
All right, guys, that's all I've got for you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Much more to come. Stay tuned. Thank you for flying too close to the sun as if we're invisible. Cannot dictate, dominate the earth that we're living on. We can't defy the laws that we consummate. Around the world we grow weaker as we exterminate. The only thing that gives, thing that brings air and light to us. Wake up one day and find what we've got is a
proper food, fed up with self-isolation, you've used up your daily exercise allowance, sick of hearing our very old or very ill people are dying of seasonal flu? Well, here at CommiFix, we have the antidote. For just $3.30 a week, stream videos on how the Jewish supremacists started and profited from both world wars, how they engineered every decade to kill off white people. We also have videos on how their Hollywood films and TV warns us of coming false flag attacks. Don't be a prisoner of COVID-1984. Watch CommiFix today.
Renegade Broadcasting, hard-hitting talk radio.
Attention patriots, tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
For the next few seconds, you'll hear nothing but the sounds of a farmer walking through a field of oats. These sounds are brought to you by Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Bread. You see, life on a farm moves at its own pace, because everything we're doing takes time. That's why our bakers slow bake our farmhouse oatmeal bread with thoughtful care, so our famous farmhouse taste is baked into every slice. Pepperidge Farm Farmhouse Oatmeal Bread. Slow is good.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com, CATIarmour.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Thanks for listening to Project Schoolyard Volume 2. For more information about the project, as well as lyric to the songs on this CD, please visit www.tightrope.cc. You can also find jokes, news articles, a photo gallery, free CD downloads, and a secure online shopping cart. We carry a full line of flags, t-shirts, CDs, books, stickers, and other products of interest to racially conscious white people. Please visit www.tightrope.cc.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.